from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I've asked this question on Twitter several times. I don't think I've asked either one of you guys. If Rowdy Tellez's agent came to the Pirates after today's game and said, you know what, I'm liking this Pittsburgh thing. This town embraces fat athletes. They hated my guts. Now they sing my praises. They ask for curtains calls. I'll come back for the same exact contract next year. 1 year, $3.5 million. Ben Cherington, do you make that deal right now with Big Rowdy? Don?
I actually would, because I don't know what their answer is right now at first base. The only thoughts are maybe Andy Rodriguez plays some first base next season. Maybe it's another experimental position with Henry Davis.
Oh, good Lord.
Like they've neglected first base forever. Even the teams from a decade ago that were in the playoffs, they would neglect that position. Like, they just don't see it as super important. And even though the guy was awful the first 2 months of the season, he has absolutely been their best free agent street signing in 24. No questions asked.
I am very torn on this. I was trying to go back and look through at his like splits the last couple of years to see, okay, like, so his 30-plus home run year, pretty much every year, every month, he was a pretty consistent offensive player. He drew enough walks to offset a bad batting average at times, and he hit the ball over the fence.
Uh-huh.
Last year, he had all of his good stuff pretty much happen in the first 2 months of the year, and then he absolutely cratered, with a very slight exception for a small sample size in, I think, August. For $3.5 million, I probably would do it, because he's going to end this season, if I had to make a bet, he is going to end this season with an OPS plus, 100's league average, below it is bad, above it's good. I think he's going to manage to get himself to about that 100 to 105 range. I think he's going to have an OPS over 700. I think he's probably going to end up close to 15 home runs, Pony. And he's probably going to hit 13 or 14 within a truly wretched start to his season. I think I would do that for that price, because it's not much money.
Oh, now you're concerned about the money over there and what we're paying guys?
Well, do you think that they would pay a guy $17 million to play first base? Rhys Hoskins?
Do I think they would?
Would they pay a player what Rhys Hoskins is making this year to play first base?
So, I don't want my answer to be no there, because
I'm not asking you what you want your answer to be.
I know, but I want to make sure I point that out before I answer your question. Because the reason why I want to say no to Rowdy Tellez is because I don't want a guy, if you don't start the season on an arbitrary date and still look at the whole thing in its totality, I give the guy like a C maybe a C-plus season now. Where are the Pirates going to get better from this year, where they have one of the worst offenses in the league, to next year?
You'd
get better at a position like that. The Christian Walker in Arizona is going to be a free agent. He's got an OPS over 800. He's making $11 million. He'll probably want what you just said, between 17 and 20. I want to believe that they can bring a guy like that in. I do. I do. I would not lock up or guarantee. I would not fill that position right now, is what I'm saying.
Christian Walker would give you the added bonus of the guy's also a Gold Glover over there, two times in a row. Who's hit?
Yeah, and like,
who's hit, actually?
You know, most people,
dude's hit about 100 home runs.
Most people hearing me say that would be like, why even? No, you have to sign Tellez, because the thought of the Pirates making a significant splash in free agency is slim to none. And guess what? I don't have really much of a comeback or rebuttal to that opinion. That's what makes this, that's why I've continued to post this Tellez question over and over again, because it is a tough call, given if you bake into your answer, I know the Pirates' free agent history and the quote-unquote financial reality of Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
When you take those factors into
the answers become borderline depressing.
You say, yes, I'll re-sign a guy who has an OPS under 700 for $3.5 million. Thank you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.